Welcome to the Devoted Dreamers podcast. This is the show for you if you are ready to get out of your own way and get moving on your God-shaped dream. I'm your host and dream coach, Merit Ansah, and I'm here to help you get out of your head and into your heart so you can embrace your faith in Jesus and turn that fire into fuel for the dream he's given you. But let's be honest, you have already spent way too much time watching what everyone else is doing, comparing your beginning to their middle, and sabotaging your progress before you've hardly begun. If you are ready to quit worrying about what everybody else is thinking and moving forward with purposeful action, you are in the right place. So subscribe to the show, then meet me back here each week for some transformational tools to get you on your way. Hello, hello, Merit here. If we haven't met, I am your host here on the Devoted Dreamers podcast, and I am an authority of what it looks like to chase after a God-shaped dream and to do so in community, which is what we're talking about here today. We are in episode 253, a solo episode, just a tad early this time around because I have a series on teams coming up for you in October. And if you've been hanging out with me this month, we're in September 2022, you may have heard about my four free September workshops. The first one was pitch your dream. The second was niche your dream. The third was flesh your fears. The fourth, soul care for your dream. These are all topics I will likely repeat in future workshops because they've been so well received. But what I want to tell you about today is 2 weeks ago in the Niche Your Dream workshop. I was so fired up after that conversation. It was so rich. The ladies who showed up were so participatory, even though there were people in the room they had never met before. And they really just dug in to refine what they understood as the core audience for who their dream serves. And together we experienced this power of working through it, of muddling through the messy language and testing out ideas and new thoughts. And right afterwards, I wanted to post something on Instagram because I was so enthusiastic about what I had just experienced with these women, but the app wasn't working for me. Plus, I had this time constraint of needing to pick up my youngest daughter from preschool, and she is usually pretty hangry. And so I knew I was like hopping into the car, getting ready to transition from work mode, podcast mode, hanging out with dreamers mode into a different mode of mom to a young, cranky little child. So I hopped into the car and I decided just to record myself on my phone because I didn't want to lose the context of what had just happened on that call. And what came out of my mouth and out of my heart was so clarifying that I wanted to share it with you today. Having just been in that conversation about who our dream serves, I felt like I had this like new lease on some language to talk about this for my own dream. And so what you're going to hear today in a little bit is me unedited. I mean, there's some car noise in the background. Let's hope my editor can work on that because I'm driving. There's actually a siren. I mean, it's real life. but this is the best invitation, what I'm going to share with you today. That I can offer you as I'm getting ready to open the doors again to my Accountability Accelerator. What is this, you ask? Maybe you've not heard of the Accountability Accelerator. Well, it is my answer to the problem of our loneliness in pursuing our dreams. You know, we kind of do this thing where our dreams feel like they're our own little secret treasure, and we hide them away in these little boxes where we can open them up when we're ready to kind of piddle around with it and then close it up anytime we feel like, oh, it's getting too serious or it's getting too close or it feels too vulnerable. It's, you know, probably something we're not quite ready or haven't been able to share with others in our personal circles, whether that's your family or your close friends. Or maybe you have shared it and your dream was met with doubt or with questions you couldn't answer, even if they were not malicious questions, just you hadn't gotten that far along in the thought process yet. And so you felt a little bit exposed and unsure, or maybe just you got a general sense that the person you shared your dream with just doesn't get it, or they just don't get you. Well, in the Accountability Accelerator, we have weekly calls and connection points. We build relationships with one another. These are all Christian women pursuing new, scary things. We're walking alongside each other, not just in our dreams and our creativity, in our business, our ministry, whatever we're doing, but also in our personal lives, because that stuff doesn't just go dormant when we start to pursue a dream. In fact, the enemy, when he sees you begin to really get serious about the dream God put on your heart, that's when he attacks, right? That's when he tries to find your weaknesses, your holes, your weariness. He wants you to give up. He wants you not to start. But you have the power of the Holy Spirit living in you. And on that note, just quickly, before we get to this recording, the Holy Spirit is not just some mysterious, ethereal being. Remember, God in three persons. Do you understand that the Holy Spirit is a person? This has actually just been introduced to me as a concept, like even this language about the Holy Spirit being a person, and that's why I wanted to share it with you today. And I want to read you a little bit from Scripture to see if this hits home for you like it has for me. First, I want to start with Paul, who wrote Ephesians, and Ephesians 1 is one of my favorite chapters in the whole of the Bible. I have an entire season of the podcast where I just can't stop mentioning Ephesians 1 because I love it so much. And these verses, I don't know that I've focused on so much when I was like drooling over it back a couple years ago. But this is Ephesians 1, verse 18 through 21. I'm just going to read it from the NIV. Sometimes when people read scripture over me, I like to just close my eyes. So if you are in a safe place to do that, obviously not driving or on a run or on a treadmill or, you know, watching small children, just if you can, close your eyes and listen. Let this pour over you. Ephesians 1, 18 through 21. It says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. So beautiful. And then I'm going to read Romans 8:11. This is from the NLT. Also, Paul writing here, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. This person, this Holy Spirit, this power of Christ lives in you. And now imagine not just you with the Holy Spirit, but others who also have the Holy Spirit coming together, saying no to isolation that keeps us stuck, that keeps us focused on ourselves and circling in the swirl of thoughts and ideas that never find a place to land and can produce so much uncertainty and fear and even chaos in our dreams, because that is the danger. When you're isolated, you have no idea what you're actually missing out on. But when you walk with others, you uncover power, Holy Spirit power, and wisdom that cannot be accessed on your own. Yes, the Holy Spirit is in you, but think about that, like when two or three are gathered and just the power of being able to have clear eyes and thoughts about somebody else's dream other than your own. And then you do the same for them. There is nothing like this kind of community. So with that in mind, I'm going to transition over to those 8 minutes of my thoughts following the workshop earlier this month, and I'm going to circle back with you after with some wrap-up thoughts for you. Okay, here it is. So Instagram stories is locking me out, but I had an incredible morning, and I want to tell you the gift that it is when you begin stepping out into scary things and following your dream and doing stuff that you're afraid to do, that you're not sure is going to work, or you're not sure is going to resonate with anybody. You will never know the answer to any of those questions if you don't do it, if you don't step out and take the risk. This morning, I held my second of four free workshops on Zoom. And this one was called Niche Your Dream. And I got off that call. It went long, an hour and 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. I got off that call so fired up, so inspired, so encouraged, and so motivated to continue doing scary things with Christian women who have a God-shaped dream. And it filled me, but not only that, the women who attended the workshop, I would venture to guess, left in the same demeanor. And the word that came to mind that was so impactful to me was motivated. It was motivating to sit with other women, to hear them process through the difficult aspects of messaging and language and figuring out who they serve and how do they talk about the work that they do and how do they provide it in a way that's meaningful. Like, nobody on any of these calls is like, I'm schmucky and I want to sell somebody something that they don't need, or I want to provide somebody something just for my own sake. No, every single woman on these calls is like, I feel like God planted something within me. God gave me a gift. God gave me a passion. God inspired me. God helped me see a hole or a gap or a place where things are, you know, going as they are, status quo, and there's a hole there that needs to be filled. And the people who are intended to fill that hole, either there's just not enough hours in the day, or they're already committed to other things, or there isn't anyone intended to fill that hole, that it's just not in the gifting of the people that these ladies want to serve. And yet, there is flourishing possible. There is work that can be done to shift out of negativity, out of lack, out of overwhelm, out of it's never going to be any different than this. If you partner with somebody who is wired in a different way that you're wired, who's inspired to walk out of their God-given gifts, it is so powerful. And it's the reason I'm doing these workshops. I want to illustrate for you and for me the value and the power of sitting down together with other Christian women who have God-inspired dreams and to see what happens. Unpredictable. You can't guess what God's going to do on these calls. There's not a formula, but there's an availability. It's making yourself available to be in important conversations with other women who want to be in important conversations about the work that we are all given, called to do on this earth. And my accountability accelerator isn't for everybody. It's not for the person that is waiting for some magic pill. It's not for the person that wants, the easy road. By the way, there isn't an easy road to figuring out a dream or it all mapped out for you. You have to show up and do the hard work. You have to engage. You have to work out. You have to flex. That's the word. You have to flex muscles that feel really uncomfortable in limbs that maybe you haven't moved ever in your life, or not lately, that you've lost track of, that you forgot you even had. And it's going to feel uncomfortable. But if you're willing to feel uncomfortable for the sake of God doing something motivating, inspiring, encouraging inside of you about a dream He's put on your heart, the Accountability Accelerator is for you. I'm opening up more spots for a group that's starting in October. I would love to invite you into at least a conversation about whether this might be something that would be motivating to you towards your God-shaped dream. So I'm going to put a link to the wait list so that you can get all the information when it comes out. And I've got two more workshops this month. Every single workshop has been different and will be different. They're all different. The next one's on fear. The one after that is on soul care. All topics I chose because they're things that I see that we need. So I urge you to get in on one of these next two workshops, to be part of that motivating community of sisters in Christ who are walking a similar road. Oh, I don't even want to use the road analogy anymore. The one I want to use is whitewater rafting. We're all in this raft, and every single one of us has an oar, and each oar has a job to do. You know, my oar is my dream and your oar is your dream, but we're in the same raft and going somewhat the same direction. The analogy, metaphor, whatever it is, breaks down at some point if we're talking about a destination. But let's say the destination is living out your dream, using your gifts for purpose and meaning and courage and flourishing in the world. That's the destination. And each one of us is rowing that boat, and we're fighting the rapids, and there might be a calm spot, and then we just get to coast for a little bit. But you know that the white water is coming, and that your the way that you row, there's probably a better word for that, the way that you use that oar, the tools that you've been given, impacts others and inspires others and encourages others. And somebody looks over and they're like, oh, that's how you hold it. Or, oh, we're coming up to a rapid and this person has this job to do so that we don't tip over, all of us. It's how we were meant to be. It's how we were meant to function, not in isolation, but in community. There is incredible power functioning, working, motivating, inspiring, encouraging one another in community. So I encourage you to come along for the ride. Pick up your oar and join us. We're going to hit some smooth waters, smooth like glass, and you'll get to chill for a little bit. And then we're going to hit some white water. And it's going to be fun, and it's going to be scary, and you're going to love it. And I can't wait to do it with you.
So do you want to go whitewater rafting with me? I don't know where that metaphor came from. It just kind of like popped into my head, but I felt it so deeply in my bones when I was talking about it. Like, it's been maybe decades since I've been whitewater rafting, but there is this feeling when you're in the boat where really each person does have a role to play, that you're not dead weight. You don't just get to like hang out for the ride. You are actually part of steering and directing the boat. In the Accountability Accelerator, we've said no to walking alone. We're going to get in that raft together. We've said no to thinking or believing we're fine on our own, but not even realizing that we've totally missed the boat on something that was totally obvious to someone else because they're not in the weeds of our dream. All of this came to the forefront for me recently. It's not just theory. I was on a call and I was lamenting a thing I had been working on for months that didn't go as I hoped. I was actually feeling really discouraged on this particular day. And I was in this conversation with one of the current Accelerator members. She listened patiently. She and I have been together for months now in this role, walking together through our God-shaped dreams. And after she heard me kind of like share everything that I'd been wrestling with, she said, "Have you ever considered?" And then she gave me an idea that was striking and practical. And the best thing was she wasn't trying to fix me or the problem, or she wasn't trying to make it better. She was hearing my struggle and seeing possibility instead of the weariness and the frustration I felt. What she actually did was give me new eyes, eyes to see something that I hadn't even at that point begun to start to reflect on, like, how do I fix this for next time? She was able to present something to me, and I'm seriously going to implement it because it was so good. And it was, you know, who knows, maybe it's not like the 100% fix for the burden that I was working through, but it's better than where I was, which was that weariness and that frustration and the overwhelm of like being stuck in a thing I didn't know how to fix. When you walk with others, you uncover power and wisdom that you cannot access on your own. And without it, the scary thing is that you actually have no idea what you're missing. And my accountability accelerator exists today because I kept hearing people like you tell me how alone they felt in their dreams. They told me how isolated they were, even if they had a church family or some sort of biblical community or even a Bible study they were a part of. They just didn't have anyone to talk to about the vision God had given them, or at least not anyone they were ready to tell yet. And what this meant for them, realistically, was putting off the idea. It meant sitting on it for years or wondering what if over and over and over again, but never taking any real action. Or maybe they did test something out and they got a result that was lukewarm, or they hit a roadblock that felt too much to conquer on their own. Instead of realizing the opportunity here to invite others in, the next step they take is to try and learn more. Like maybe I should take a course or a webinar or watch a bunch of YouTube videos. But it was never turned out to be the fix they hoped it would be. It was never the solution to get over this hump. And it was then that I recalled what happened for me when I chose, like 8 years ago, to surround myself with other women who had dreams too. My dream wasn't even very clear at the time, but each one of us, there were four in the group at the time, each one of us showed up to the calls ready to share our ideas, our wins, our struggles, our fears, and we committed to one another, probably longer than any of us ever expected when we started the group. But it was the thing I chose, knowing the support I needed, that made the most difference. If you resonate with anything I've talked about here today, if you feel alone, and yet you understand how much you could benefit from this outside support, this core group of other women who have dreams like you, maybe you've even considered one-on-one coaching as a next step, but you honestly can't afford it right now. Or maybe you're the one that tends to procrastinate. You spend hours trying to get everything perfect before you pull the trigger on something new. If any of that sounds like you, you might just love my accountability accelerator. And I am opening up spots for a new group starting in October. We're going to connect. We're going to dig in. We're going to figure out the things that are figure outable. And guess what? It's all figure outable. And we're going to walk together. We're going to get in that whitewater raft and take on those rapids and enjoy those smooth spots and enjoy the power of working on a team, the power of the Holy Spirit and His wisdom within us as a group for the foreseeable future. So those spots are open again starting in October. It's a 3-month commitment, and the best way to make sure you get all the details is to join the waitlist. You can find that link at meritonsa.com/accelerator. I'll put it in the show notes, but once again, it is meritonsa.com/accelerator. Thanks for joining me today for this kind of funky, weird, recorded in my car podcast episode, and I will see you right back here next week.